أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت. In the surah, Surah Infitar, we read yesterday that Allah Ta'ala also initiates describing scenes of the day of Qiyamah, how Qiyamah will come. And ulama have written when these scenes, and they are from the Quran Sharif, and the Quran Sharif is enough, it proves itself to be the 100% true kitab. So there is no doubt whatsoever. And those that have brought the kitab to us from Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Nabiya Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what their great qualities are, so there is absolutely no doubt in the teachings of the Quran Sharif. When that is the case, then Qiyamah is an absolute reality in front of us. And as we had heard last night too, and various other reports, that these are the very small, very, very, very small Qiyamahs which are open in front of our eyes. When that Qiyamah will come, what will be the condition of man? So when that is a reality, then, oh man, what is it that has left you in doubt that you are not preparing for that? Why are you overtaken by this fleeting, temporary world which is only a place of deception? And this deception will become so clear to us, why are you overtaken by that? So those clear signs which Allah Ta'ala is explaining further, وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُعْثِرَتْ اور جب قَبْرِ زِيرُ زَبَرْ كَرْ دِي جَاوِ. And when the graves will be made upside down, when the people will be taken out from the graves, and a broader meaning, when everything of the earth will throw it out. Whatever the earth will have in it, like a mother who has a child within her, when she delivers, and what was inside has come out now. On the day of Qiyamah, everything of the earth, what it had, it will throw it out. And then a person will see, and close on to Qiyamah also, the earth will be throwing out all that it has. The amount of oil it has got, the amount of gold it has got, everything, the earth is taking it out more and more as the day of Qiyamah is coming. Therefore, we see the wealth and riches in the world which are so much. For example, with regard to the oil, at one time there was hardly really any oil that was used. People were traveling on foot, they needed no oil whatsoever. Then came a time when people were traveling on ox wagon, etc. Then they needed little bit of oil. Now is the time when people are flying, when people are going in their cars, how much of oil is used in the world, all that is coming from the ground. All the gold that is there, and how much of it is coming. So Allah Ta'ala says, when Qiyamah will come, the earth will throw out everything it has got in it. And the people from the graves will also come out. All the people from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam who were buried will all come out on that day. So we can imagine now when we go for Hajj, for example, we say there is no place in the mataf when we are making tawaf. How full it is. What will it be when all the people will come out back into this world? The whole world will be so full. Further, alimat nafsum ma qaddamat wa akharat. Jaan le har ek ji jo kuch ke aage bheja aur piche chhora. And it will be a time when every person will know what he has sent forward ahead of him and what he left behind him. There are different explanations of this. One is that what did we prepare for akhirat, and how much were we preparing for this dunya? A buzurg says that prepare for your akhirat how much you intend to live there. And there we are going to live forever and ever. So much we must prepare for there. And prepare for your dunya how much you think you are going to live here. And we all know who is going to reach 100. Most of the people in the Qabristans are under 50. So for this dunya's life, which is not even 2 minutes of one day of the akhirat, which is forever. So what is that? But we all, each one of us, consider how much of effort we are putting for the dunya and what are we putting in for akhirat. So every person should see what he has prepared for akhirat, what he has prepared for in this world. Another explanation is that what you did before and what you did afterwards, that is before when we were young, many of us, now that we have become old, now we put on a pious front that we have got. Oh, genuinely we have become pious, but we completely forgot when we were young. How many of us, how many friends admit that how many faras, rozas they broke off Ramzan when they were young? Namazes were hardly any namaz in place when we were young. And all that will come out. Now we have just forgotten about it. Now we think that now we are pious, regular with five times namaz, perhaps even tahajjud and other namazes, and we forgot all the namazes we made qaza. We forgot all the terrible wrong things we did. Perhaps we did not even make tawbah of it. It will come out all on the day of Qiyamah. And what we did later in our lives, that will also come out. Everything will be there. And another very important meaning here also, that what we sent forward and what we left behind. What we left behind, like a person, he started something good, he built a masjid, people are making namaz, he left that behind, he's going to get the sawab for that all the time. A person was a father in the home, and he left good habits for his children, and they carry on with those good habits, he left them behind. Whatever they are going to do, he's going to get the sawab for it. A mother, everyone else. On the other hand, we have to think also what we left behind. If we left bad habits, we were always showing our anger and we were always screaming and swearing. Our children also learned those habits. We left them behind. They're going to be doing those bad things. We are also going to suffer the consequences all the time. We were not regular with namaz. Our children were not regular with namaz. We have left that behind for them. Then we are going to suffer the consequences. Everything else, we build some evil place. We build a cinema, for example. We build a gambling den, for example. Anything wrong and it's left behind, and the people going to keep on doing that, we're going to suffer the consequences also. So this ayat also teaches us that we must see that what we have sent in front of us, our bad habits, our evil actions, and what we have left behind, our bad habits and evil actions, and they carrying on. How are we going to suffer? Or have we sent ahead of us also good actions, and we will get the fruit of it? And we left bad actions, good actions behind us, and people are following in that. That also we will keep on getting. So this ayat has got great meanings for us. May Allah Ta'ala make us good and righteous in every way, that even when we go, people speak good about us. And we leave good habits and people carry on, and we get the returns of it all the time. An easy way to get great returns till the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana.